Sham Aleichem Sweetest Friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Marasi and the schus Baruch Ben Miriam, Sosha Chol Yisrael, and schus Chana Gittel Bas Aliza Naomi Aliza, schus Cheva Fega Bas Michal Bisbasya, Tosis and Kedushin. And Daf Mem Beis Omid Beis, and Dibur HaMaschil Amai. Brings from the Mishnah Me'ilan Daf Chof Aleph Omid Aleph. Nizkol Baal HaBayis, Lo Nizkol Shliach. In other words, Baal HaBayis sent a Shliach to spend most of Hekdesh, and the Baal HaBayis remembered the most of Hekdesh, but the Shliach didn't. So who's guilty of Me'il the Shliach? Rashi explains in Kiddushin and Daf Nunam Aleph. V'il lo nizkar Baal HaBayis hava ramya me'ila alei disrabi shliach limol sholcho al yadai. Had the Baal HaBayis not remembered, me'il is always b'shogeg. So had the Baal HaBayis not remembered, then the me'il would go on him. Because we have a ribui, we have a chiddush that a shliach yesh shliach v'dvar avera by me'ila. And the Mela is going to be the Mishaleach, the Baal HaBayis, who's going to be guilty of Me'ila. I will hash that the Iftor Baal HaBayis, but now the Baal HaBayis is Patul because he remembered that it was Hekdesh, therefore he can't be guilty of Me'ila. Ramya Me'ila HaShliach, Kechol HaTorah Kula. So now Me'ila goes on the Shliach, like the rest of the Torah, the Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Ve'oseh Hu Mitchayev. There's no Shliach L'Dvar Avera. The one who does the Avera is the one who's mischayev the avera. So it's going to be the shliach who's mischayev. He's the one who did the avera. In other words, the chiddush of the Torah that yesh shlichus b'me'ila is telling us that the chi of me'ila is going to go on the mishaleach. But if there's an instance where there's going to be no chiyuv on the mishaleach, then we go back to the general rule of kol haTorah kula, ve'ein shaliach v'dvar avera, v'chayav ha'shliach v'lo ha'mishaleach. Ad kan, al pi divrei Rashi, b'kiddushin daf nun, amud aleph. So asks Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rosh HaYeshiva Reb Chaim Zatzal. From the Mishnah Me'ila, daf chaf aleph amr aleph, nosam lo'i pruto, ואומר לי, הווה לי בחצי הנרויס, ובחצי הפסילויס. He gives him a pruta, and he says, bring me half, with half of this pruta, nerois, and with the other half, wicks. והולך והבי לוי בכולה נרויס, ובכולה פסילויס. And he went ahead, and he didn't listen. He brought either kula nerois or kula psilois. Osha amar lei haveli bekula nerois or bekula psilois. V'halach behevi bechetzia nerois or bechetzia psilois. Here he told him either all nerois or all psilois. And he didn't listen. He brought half of this and half of that. Shneem loy ma'alu. Neither of them is guilty of me'ila. Because since he didn't fulfill the shlichus of the mishaleach completely, only b'chatzi pruta, and with the other chatzi pruta, he was mishana shlichus. Neither of them is doing mi'ila, because both of them are only doing mi'ila and a half a pruta. He gives him a pruta, and he says half neiros, half psilos, and he gives all neiros opsos. So he did half the pruta he listened, but half he didn't. Where he said bring me kula neiros, kula psilos, and with half of it he did what he was asked, and with half he didn't do what he was asked. Neither of them doing mila because they're both guilty of mila lechatzi pruta. Shaila is that in this case, since the Baal HaBayis didn't do mila, so let the shliach be guilty of mila. Because since there's no chiyuv on the mishaleach, we go back to the klal of ein shliach l'dvar avera. And Memela, it's the Shliach who's going to be guilty, just like the case for Nizkor Baal HaBayis. Nizkor Baal HaBayis In Shlichut V'Aravera. Nizkar Balabayis, we go back, he's not going to be guilty, and if we go back to the rule of Kol HaTorah Kula, that Ein Shlichut V'Aravera, and the Shlich is guilty here also, where the Mishaleach can't be guilty because he's only got a half proof of Meila. Let's go back to the rule of Kol HaTorah Kula, Shein Shlichut V'Aravera. And let's make the Shliach guilty. And the half of Pruta, he didn't listen. He's guilty for his Mi'ila. He did Mi'ila. Shagig. And then the half of Pruta, he did listen. So you can't be guilty Mishaleach. It's only a half of Pruta. So let's go back to the rule of Kol HaTorah Kula. Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira. And Memela, the Shliach is guilty, so let's make the Shliach guilty on the whole Pruta. That's one Kasha. Od Yesh Lain, Vamadim Yila Vamishna Vedav Chof Aleph on the base, Hamafkid Mois Eitzel Shulchani. If a person gives money to a money changer, Im Tzurim, Lo yishtamish behem. If they are bound up, he shouldn't use them. Figurim hoitzi moal. And therefore, if he does, is moitzi them, he did mi'ila. He shouldn't be. He's the fact that they're tsurim, they're tied up, means that he shouldn't use them. If he does use them, and it's mos hekdesh, it's considered mi'ila. Imutarim. If they're loose, then yishtamish behem. And he's allowed to use them. Therefore, if he did, lo ma'am. He's not doing mi'ila, he had every right to be mishtamish. So there's a machlekes rishonim, the most mutarim, that the shulchani lo ma'al, the money changer, didn't do mi'ila. What about the balabais who gave him the money? Is he guilty of mi'ila? Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom or Agoyla say that the Balabai is Moal. Who could feel us on a price of above Mitzir Daf Mim Gimel Amar Aleph. V'im mutarim yishtamesh behem, l'fikach im hoitzi Moal Gizbor. So if the Gizbor gives somebody money that it's loose, he's allowed to use it, and if the person spends the money, the Gizbor does Mi'ila. Ayin sham Rashi, Rashi mefarei shatam. It's like he gave him Rishus, and he's his Shliach. So this person who spends the money is the shliach of the gizbar, of the treasure of Hekdesh. He's a shliach. And the gizbar does mi'ila. However, das ha-rambam, perush ha-mishnayis, u'perek zayim mi'hochas mi'ila halacha yud, shabalabayis gam loy mo'al. U'mishum, loy omar loy beferush l'shtamish ben. The Balabais isn't doing Mi'ila because the Balabais didn't tell him explicitly, or the Gizbar didn't tell him explicitly to use the money. And what are we going to do with the Braisa of Mitzia? So, the Kesef Mishnah brings the name of Amari Kulkas to be Miyashiv. This from this Braisa. Avoponim Das HaRambam Shabalabayis loy moal, because he didn't tell him beferush to use the money. But lechoyra, according to Rashi, that where there's no chiyuv on the balabayis, the shliach did meila. It reverts back to the shliach. We go back to the rule of Kol HaTorah Kula. So here, according to the Rambam, it also happens to be pshat in Rabbi Avadi Mibal Tenura that the Balabais didn't do Mi'ila because he didn't tell him explicitly to use the money. So it's not in the Balabais. So then the Shliach should be guilty of Mi'ila. Or Hadrinan Leklala, the Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira. We go back to the rule that Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira. So therefore, the Shliach should be guilty of Mi'ila. Unless we say that the Rambam argues with Rashi in this din. But from the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Zayin Mimi'ila Alocha Hey, it's Mashma Karashi Dilan. Like our Rashi over here, that where the Malabayis is Pater, and the Mi'ila goes on to the Shliach, we go back to the Kal of Kol Torah Kul of Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. Another reason given in Rashi, this is in Chagig and Daf Yud, that since the Balabais was Niskor, Onan Sadi Shabitor Shlichuso. She was the Gamrel Mabato the Shlichus, and therefore the person does Mi'ila because he's Vichal, not a Shliach. It's his own act. But it's a Mashman Rambam, like our Rashi Baos and Kiddushin, the reason the Shliach did Me'ila is because you go back to the rule of Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, Kol HaTorah Kula. Since the Baal HaBayis isn't guilty, it goes on the Shliach. It's Chiyuv. So we have a Kasha, according to the Rambam, why in the case of Mafkid Mos Eitzel Shulchani Mutar Mishtamish Ben Lefigim Hotzi Lo Moal, do we say that even the Baal HaBayis didn't do Mi'ila? Why not? If the Shliach doesn't get the Mi'ila, the Baal HaBayis Lo Moal, the Shliach didn't do Mi'ila. If he spends the money, it's not Mi'ila. So Rashi holds Mal Gizbar, that the sender is guilty of Mi'ila, but the Rambam holds that the sender is also not, this whole sender is also not guilty of Mi'ila. The Shliach isn't guilty of Mi'ila, and the Mishalech isn't guilty of Mi'ila. Why not? If we say that the Mishaleach isn't guilty of Mi'ila, like the Rambam says, then they should go back to the Shliach. Because we go back to the Klal and Kol HaTorah Kula Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. There's no Shlichus here for the Baal HaBayis, and the Shliach is guilty of Mi'ila. Yet the Rambam holds no, neither the Shliach nor the Mishaleach is guilty of Mi'ila. Now, the reason that both of them didn't do Mi'ila, the Rambam writes, Shabala b'kodon pater, sh'rei lo amar lo l'shtamish b'hem. Shabala b'kodon is pater, because he didn't tell the Shulchani to use the money. And the Shulchani is pater, because since they're not tied up, it's like he used it b'rishus. It's like he was using them with rishus, so therefore the Shulchani is also pater there. The money changer is also pater. Ve'ein b'peilu sh'amishnayis mi'ila, sh'kosev sh'ha'shulchani pater men ha'mi'ilo, kilu omar lo ha'mafkid, tishtamish behem. Shulchani is pater from the Ilam, because it's like the Mafkid said, use them. And he did his Shlichus, therefore he's not doing Mi'ila. He's guiltless. And the Mafkid didn't do Mi'ila, because he didn't tell him anything. We have to understand this chiluk. If he's not his shliach, shim eino shliach kevan shelo tziva oto b'feirush Amai lo mo'al ha-shulchani. If he's not his shliach, this shulchani, because he wasn't commanded directly, so he's not his shliach, so now the shulchani should be guilty. He did me'ilah b'shogeg. Why isn't the shulchani guilty? We asked before that if there's no chiyuv and the mishalech and the balabayis, then we go back to the rule of kol ha'tayra kula, that the shliach is chayiv, ain't shliach d'var aveira. These are two difficulties. So it appears as follows, that in the din of me'ila b'shogeg, b'kedusha as domim, there are two elements, there are two aspects. Number one is a chalois mi'ila, which is the hotzal lechulin. She yotze me reshus hekdesh v'nichnas l'reshus hamoil v'shaloi havi. Someone's moil b'shoigeg is a chalois mi'ila. It goes into chulin. It goes out me reshus hekdesh and into the reshus of the moil, and it becomes his. Like we see later on in Kiddushin, in Beis on the Beis, Rav Yudah Omer b'shogeg kidesh. Svir lei de hekdesh b'shogeg mischalel. If a man was mekadesh a woman with Moos hekdesh, so b'shogeg, it's Kiddushin. Because Hekdesh B'shogeg is Mischale, like we've seen in Hamad Aleph. So that's one aspect. One is the Chalois Me'ila, She Yotza L'chulin. She Yotze M'Rashus Hekdesh, V'nichnas L'Rashus HaMoyel, and it's considered that it belongs to the Moyel, to the one who did Me'ila. And number two is the Maisa HaMe'ila L'Nimchiv Kolvin, is also a Chiv Kolvin. So Maisa Me'ila L'Nimchiv Kolvin, it's a Chalois Me'ila, which is Yotza L'chulin. Is the Maisa Milin in Chiyuv Kolvin. Yol Sameach in the seventh paragraph of Yuchas Mila Alocha Gimel writes, Shemoitzi Chatzi Pruta Shel Hekdesh B'Shogeg B'Tzrachav Yoytzei L'Chulin, even though there's no Chiyuv Korban unless there's a Pruta. Mishemotzi Chatzi Pruta Shel Hekdesh B'Shogeg B'Tzrachav Yoytzei L'Chulin. If somebody spends a half fruit of Hekdesh, B'shogeg, for his own needs. So the money taka goes out to Chulin, even though there's no Chiyuv Korban unless there's a pruta. In other words, there are two aspects to the Me'ila. One is that it's Yotze Mirshus Hekdesh V'nechus Lushus Hamoyel. And number two, there's the Maisa Milin Chiyuv Korban. You can have one without the other. If somebody does Me'ila the Chatzi Pruta, so we say it's Yotze Mirshus Hekdesh V'nechus Lushus Hamoyel. It goes out of Hekdesh, Rishus. But there's no Chiyuv Korban, it's only half a pruta. ולפי יסוד זה נמצא שבשליחוס על חצי פרוטו נכון, it's true when you have שליחוס על חצי פרוטו. The שליחוס is going to be affected on your maisim elis chayv v'karban. This is no chayv karban apachat v'shar v'pruta. Nevertheless, the שליחוס is effective on your chalois ha'itza l'chul in your shus hekdesh v'aknis v'shus hedyot. It's going to go out of hekdesh into hedyot. And since that's the case, we understand why the shaliach is pater. That since the chalois haitza goes to the mishaleach, the shliach is going to be pater. Because what do we say by me'ila? We say yesh shliach v'dvar averus. There is shlichus. So shliach is going to be pater because the chalois haitza the mishaleach. It's going, the chalos haitzah is going to the mishaleach. Nefreshu lo mo'al ha-shliach v'enu chayev karbon. So on the half pruta of the Hotzal v'chulin, that goes back to the Mishaleach. So you can't guilt the Shliach for a pruta's worth of Me'ilah. Because half isn't his. He only gets it on a half a pruta, but the half pruta that goes out to Chulin goes back to the Mishaleach. And that's what we learn in the Mishnah, that if he did his shlichus b'chatzi pruta and he was mishana b'chatzi pruta, neither of them are doing me'ila. Because the shlich is only mo'il b'chatzi pruta. They're going out to Hekdesh, they're going out to Chulin, and the half pruta where he listened to the shlichus goes back to the Mishaleach. And that's in the part that he did listen, and the part that he didn't listen, it goes to him. It can't be a chiyuv karban because he can't give him a chiyuv on the whole pruta because half of it goes to the Mishaleach. Mashenkin beniskar mishaleach. The havel elagabi mishaleach meila bemezid. She'ein ba gam chalois meila loy ramya meila klala mishaleach gam lingin hayitzil chulin. What about the case where niskar hamishaleach? Mishaleach remembered its meal and the shliach didn't. So the gam mishaleach its meila bemezid. No chalois meila at all. There's no meal at all in the Mishaleach, even in Yitzir L'chulin. It doesn't apply to the Mishaleach, the Me'ilah. And since nothing goes to the Mishaleach, so we give the whole thing back to the Shliach. We go back to the Klal of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, and it goes all to the Shliach. So in the case of Chetzi Chetzi, you can't give it all to the Shliach because the Mishaleach gets the half in which he was listened to. Because there we say, that yesh liach l'dvar vera by meila mimela the chalois chaitza l'chulin goes to the mishaleach, and in the half that he didn't listen, it goes to the shliach. So he only has a half a ma, half a meila here. But when the shliach remembers, mishaleach remembers, there's no meila at all in the mishaleach. There's no meila at all in the mishaleach. Mimela the shliach gets the whole meila, and we go back to the kav kol atar l'kula that ain't shliach l'dvar vera that. In Shlich Dvar Avera, and the Shliach gets the whole thing. So that resolves our first problem, and then hopefully in the next year, we will get to the second issue of Mafkid Maos Eitzel Shulchani, in Surin Yishtamish Ben Tzvichim Hotzi Ma'am, in Mutarim Yishtam, Lo Yishtamish Ben Tzvichim Hotzi Ma'am, in Mutarim Yishtamish Ben Tzvichim Hotzi Loma'am. So we said that the Shulchani isn't doing me'ila if the money is loose. But the question is, what about the alabais? Rashi, Rabbi Ner Gershom say yes. The Rambam says no. We asked why not? If the alabais, if the shliach doesn't get it, the alabais should get it. Once we say the alabais doesn't get it, it should go back to the shliach. Once we say alabais, lo mo'al. Why? Because it's as if he gave him he didn't tell him furash to use it, so the mail and the whole thing should go back now in the shliach. So mitzvah Hashem, hopefully in the next year we will resolve that as well, and we will see niflos gedolos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.